President White, you've called an admissions conference for next Wednesday to discuss how to implement the recommendations of the Admissions Review Commission. How long do you expect it will take to get something in place?
Well, I'll tell you the goal, and we're going to achieve the goal, and that is we need to have these reforms in place for the 2009-2010 admission season, which begins in a month, because the tens of thousands of applicants to the University of Illinois and their families need to have total confidence that the University of Illinois has understood the problems that have come out in the investigation and that we are fixing them and that they will participate in a fair, objective, transparent, and equal access admissions process. So that's what we're going to do.
The report also calls for the elimination of the Category I list. Why hasn't that been done already, or has it been?
Yes, we suspended the Category I list early in the summer, pending the results of the investigation. Without question, Category I is going to be terminated and never resuscitated, and the same will be true of any thing else like it in the university.
When will that happen? What has to be done to get the process in place?
It's already happened because suspending it was really terminating it, but now it's permanent and definite. But one of the things we will discuss at the meeting next Wednesday is ensuring that Category I is dead.
The report says the use of the Category I list gave at bare minimum an appearance of impropriety. Was there more than an appearance of impropriety through the use of that list?
Jim, I think that one of the really good things about the Admissions Review Commission report is that it provides a definitive statement as to what happened. It has facts. I think you can look at that report and draw your own conclusions as to whether it is the appearance of impropriety or more.
The report says that you failed to exercise appropriate oversight of people who took part in admissions-related abuses and that you personally participated in admissions applications in a manner inconsistent with university-sanctioned principles of ethical conduct and fair dealing. Do you accept those criticisms?
Well, I accept responsibility for my conduct. It is not my responsibility to evaluate my own performance. The Board of Trustees does that, and I'm confident the Board of Trustees will.
The chairman of the commission has said that they don't want to micromanage, so they're not talking specifically what should happen to administrators. But, of course, you know that there are a lot of people outside the commission who have been calling for you and Chancellor Herman to leave. Can you make a case for staying?
Well, my future at the university is a matter strictly between the Board of Trustees to which I report, and me. And I will confine my conversations to the board.
The report focuses on problems at the Urbana campus. Were there problems with the admissions process at the other two campuses?
Not to our knowledge. We have examined admissions at in highly selected parts of the university. You can look to the report for the commission's view of the answer to your question. But we've done our best to understand where these problems exist, and it appears that they occurred on the Urbana campus.
The report includes a proposal that the General Assembly pass a law setting up a new inspector general for state universities. Is that something that you see as being helpful?
I think that the General Assembly members have to decide what they think is required to satisfy themselves and the people of Illinois I'll call it oversight of the University of Illinois. There is a substantial amount of oversight now, both from state, from the Auditor General, and others, as well as our own internal monitoring devices. But there's a judgment to be made here. Clearly, the commission has rendered a judgment, and now I think it'll be up to the representatives of the people to decide.
Is there anything, speaking as president of the university, is there anything that you feel you need to lessen the pressure that goes on state schools from people who want to put pressure on the admissions process?
The thing I know for sure is that we don't control the conduct of people outside the university in any respect, including when it comes to what they want from the university. What we have to do is manage our own conduct and ensure that we are doing things properly. And that's, by the way, true across the board in procurement and in employment and in every other area where the university is important to people. And this, you know, the recent focus has been on admissions, which is just one area. I think that we have a very professional and dedicated group of people who lead and manage the university. I think that proper conduct is the order of the day, not unusual, but normal. I think that problems occurred in admissions, which we will now fix. And so the important thing is not what people try to get from us. The important thing is how we handle it and that we protect the integrity of the university.
Besides suspending the Category I list, are there other things that you or other administrators have already done to change the admissions process?
Well, I know that on the Urbana campus where these problems appear to have occurred, the chancellor and the administration throughout the summer have been grappling with what went wrong and what are we going to do about it. I believe that their planning will now dovetail starting next Wednesday with the commission's recommended reforms. I intend to ensure that our admissions reforms are university-wide, all three campuses. It may well be that the practices being recommended are already being done on the other campuses, but I think what we now need to have is a uniform high standard of conduct extending to everybody, starting with and including the president, by the way, with regard to how we manage admissions. So we'll be getting after that next Wednesday.
How has this scandal affected communications between the university and trustees and lawmakers and donors? Are things different now? Are they different in a positive way, but also have communications been constricted in other ways that you would rather not see?
Well, I think that the admissions investigation and the admissions review commission hearings and the 10,000 pages of documents we provided, the 45 witnesses, I think they have been a major focus over the last 3 months. And there's no question that that has reduced our ability to focus on other things that are really important. I mean, we have been paying attention to budgetary matters because they're very difficult. You know, we've been paying attention to how will we manage our way through a budget shortfall should it occur. But, you know, the campaign for Illinois, the Brilliant Futures campaign, continues on. The foundation continues to do its work. They had a telephonic board meeting yesterday. I met with them briefly, telephonically. The Board of Trustees conducted its July board meeting and approved all the university business recommended by the president. And so, you know, we've continued on. And I have been determined that we will continue on and not be excessively distracted. But there's no question that we need to fix the admissions problems and then clear the way for better days ahead where we can focus on our vital work of educating students, doing research, serving the state, and being one of the world's great academic institutions.